Radio News.
Hello, Mohawk College and the world. I'm Adam Vernesovic, and this is Hit Ignition. Time to blast off with some local news that might just be up your alley. Members of an Israeli family has received a letter from the Zaka Rescue and Victim Identification Service saying their daughter is reported to be dead. Shani Luke was a 22-year-old woman who was kidnapped during the October 7th Islamic terrorist assault on a music festival near Kibbutz Re'im. She was displayed half-naked on the back of a truck and was identified by family through videos that showed her tattoos and dyed hair. A bone from the base of her skull was recovered and identified. After the information regarding the Greenbelt was discovered and exploited by Ontario's Auditor General and Integrity Commissioner, many people are questioning the Ford government's use of MZOs could be yet another scandal in disguise. Ministers' Zoning Orders, or MZOs, are a provincial tool that can allow Ontario to override local planning rules, avoid public consultation, and change what can be built on a property. The Ford government has made 110 MZOs since 2019, while previous Liberal governments issued 18 between 2003 and 2018. The St. Lawrence Seaway strike. After 8 days of more than 360 Seaway workers on strike, they finally struck a deal with management. Their goals were for higher work wages and for the company to address a toxic workplace, according to Unifor's national president, Lana Payne. Highway H2O serves more than 100 ports and a commercial docks. The striking employees work at 13 of the 15 total locks. Hamilton could be the proud home of a winning author. Queer author Anuja Varghese is one of five finalists for the Hamilton Governor General Literary Awards. Her book, Chrysalis, is a compendium of multiple short stories delving into the life and transformation of her central character. It was also nominated Writers' Trust of Canada's $10,000 Dane Ogilvie Prize for LGBTQ emerging writers earlier this year. I'll be right back with your sports and weather.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of Hamilton and Burlington offers mentoring opportunities to meet the needs of children and families. Big Brothers Big Sisters are always looking for more donations and volunteers. With your help, we can make a difference in the eyes of the youth's future. At Big Brothers Big Sisters of Hamilton and Burlington, we believe in the value and values of mentoring. Please visit our website at callbigbrothers.com and browse our many different programs to help today's youth for a better tomorrow.
I'm Dan Force, program coordinator for your Hamilton Crime Stoppers, an international program providing citizens a way to report crimes anonymously. Crime Stoppers partners with the community, media, and police to spread the message to help fight crime. Crimes can be reported anonymously by calling 1-800-222-TIPS or visiting our website at crimestoppershamilton.com. Follow us on Twitter at Stopping Crime to listen to recent crimes of the week and links to our reenactments on YouTube. Your tip is important and might be the key to solving a crime and could be eligible for a cash reward of up to $2,000.
Ignite Radio Sports.
Welcome back to Hit Ignition. Let's blast off with your latest news in the world of sports. The Detroit Lions lost against the Las Vegas Raiders with 5-2 in last night's game. The Toronto Maple Leafs will be going up against the Los Angeles Kings tomorrow night at 8 p.m. EDT. The Leafs are going in with 5 points while the Kings rock with 4. Fans can watch the game on TVA Sports 2 and TSN 4. And in the world of basketball, the New York Knicks will be going up against the Cleveland Cavaliers at 7:30 p.m. EDT tomorrow night at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, Cleveland. The Knicks are coming to the game with 93 points, while the Cavaliers rock up with 102.
Ignite Radio Weather.
Let's take a look at the weather today. It's cloudy outside the Ignite Radio newsroom with a 60% chance of showers with wind becoming northwest at 20 kilometers per hour this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low -1 with a 30% chance of rain. For all you outdoors people, though, don't fret. Tomorrow is going to perk up with sunny weather with cloudiness expected to increase near noon with a high of 7. I'm Adam Vernesovic from Hit Ignition, and that's your sports and weather.
You want hit music. You want hit music. Hit music. That's all we have. Ignite Radio.
Sleezing and teasing, I'm sitting on him. All of my diamonds are dripping on him. I met him at the bar, it was 12 or something. I ordered 2 more wines, cause tonight I want him. A little context if you care to listen. I find myself in a position. The man that I love sat me down last night and he told me that it's over, done decision. And I don't wanna feel how my heart is ripping. In fact, I don't wanna feel, so I stick to sipping. And I'm out on the town with a simple mission. In my little black dress and it's sitting. Just a heartbroken, high heel, 6-inch in the back of the nightclub, sipping champagne. I don't trust any
I was looking for a man who was on the same page. Back to the intro, back to the bar, to the Bentley, to the hotel, to my own way. Cause I don't wanna feel how I did last night. I don't wanna feel how I did last night.
Talk,
anything please.
Talk.
Have mercy on me, take this pain away.
You're asking me my symptoms, doctor, I don't wanna feel.
Talk this, how I'm blowing this thing. Back to my ways like 2019. 24 hours since my ex did that.
I got a new man on me, it's about to get sweaty.
Last night really was the cherry on the cake. Been some dark days lately and I'm finding it crippling. Excuse my state, I'm as high as your hopes that you'll make it to my bed, get me hot and sizzling. If I take a step back to see the glass half full, at least it's the Prada two-piece that I'm tripping in. And I'm already acting like a, know what I mean? So you might as well stick it.
Just a heartbreak. Heels 6 inch in the back of the nightclub sipping champagne. I don't trust any of these I'm with in the back of the taxi sniffing.
Calls, drunk texts, drunk tears, drunk sex. I was looking for a man who was on the same page.
Flash back to the intro, back to the bar, to the Bentley, to the hotel, to my old way.
Cause I don't wanna feel how I did last night. I don't wanna feel how I did last night.
Escapism by Ray on Ignite Radio. It's Hit Ignition. It's Seth and Aaron. And it's not looking great outside weather-wise, is it? It's been a crappy couple of days in the past little while, which is kind of crazy to think of because October has been just so warm. Like record highs of the weather at the beginning of the month. And now we're back to what we're normally expecting. And I'm not a fan, to be honest.
Yeah, I gotta say, this October has just been really odd. We've had sprees of warm weather then mixed with cold. I'm personally more of a cold weather guy myself, Seth.
Really?
I like being warm rather than hot because it's a lot easier to, you know, warm up and just, I can put a hoodie on. I can put sweat trek pants on. It's so easy to get warm. Where cooling off, it just takes longer and everything in your house is just really warm and it's hard to cool off, you know?
I guess I get what you're saying, but I'll be honest, I'm more of a spring-summer guy. I'm a bit biased. My birthday's in the summer, so that's a bit of a big reason there. I love having my cake and ice cream and all my family coming over, and that happens in the summertime, so I'm a little biased there. Also love going to Blue Jays games. They play in the summer. CFL games, all that stuff happens in the summertime. All the big stuff I really like happens in the summer. But big downside of the summer is that I work a retail job in tourism. And at the summertime, everyone doesn't work except for me. So everyone comes to my place to hang out there. So it gets really busy where I work. But yeah, I'll be honest though. Yeah, spring and summer are for me.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, because Halloween is too also right around the corner. And
that's
I know
true, yeah.
My mother loves Halloween, so like I've just been really more in tune with the colder weather and, you know, events happening around the colder weather, and I just love fall, and yeah, it's really good.
No, I guess that makes sense. You know, Halloween's a big thing. I do like Halloween as well. I'm not trying to diss Halloween or anything, but you know, like, I don't know, I don't like the cold weather. I've had many Halloweens in the rain and the snow, and I don't know, I just like the certainty of the warm weather in the summer months.
Yeah, I can definitely understand you there.
No, yeah, we still got some great music coming your way over the next hour. M. Byhold's Next on Deck with Numb Little Bug on Hit Ignition, live on Ignite Radio.
Hey, It's your sore back and neck. You're stressed. You can't focus or study. Where do you find relief?
Mohawk College's Massage Therapy Student Clinic can help. Feel your stress melt away as skilled massage therapy students knead away those knots. Book your one-hour session online at mohawkcollege.ca. Type in Massage Therapy Student Clinic for booking times and prices. Mohawk College students pay $10.
Do you get frustrated with writing essays? How about with reading? Do you frequently lose focus on all the aspects that come with reading and writing? Well, do not fret, Mohawk College students, because help is here. The Mohawk College Writing Center is here to assist you with all your reading and writing difficulties. With their three locations, the Writing Center is dedicated to help improve your employability and success. Develop your written and verbal communication skills now. Visit the Learning Center at your Mohawk College campus today or online at mohawkcollege.ca.
Want to get social?
Social?
Hit us up at Ignite Radio now. This is Ignite Radio.
Have the pills done too much? Haven't caught up with my friends in weeks, and now we're out of touch. I've been driving in LA, and the world, it feels too big. Like a floating ball that's bound to break, snap my psyche like a twig. And I just wanna see if you feel the same as me. Do you ever get a little bit tired of life? Like you're not really happy, but you don't wanna die. Like you're hanging by a thread, but you gotta survive, cause you gotta survive. Like your body's in the room, but you're not really there. Like you have empathy inside, but you don't really care. Like you're fresh out of love, but it's been in the air. I'm a past repair. A little bit tired of trying to care when I don't. A little bit tired of quick repairs too cold. A little bit tired of sinking. With a name I can't pronounce, and the dose I gotta take, boy, I wish that I could count. Cause I just wanna see if this could make me happy. Do you ever get a little bit tired of life? Like you're not really happy, but you don't wanna die. Like you're hanging by a thread, but you gotta survive, cause you gotta survive. Like your body's in the room, but you're not really there. You have empathy inside, but you don't really care. Like you're fresh out of love, but it's been in the air. I'm a past repair. A little bit tired of trying to care when I don't. A little bit tired of quick repairs too cold. A little bit tired of sinking. There's water in my boat. I'm barely breathing, trying to stay afloat. So I got these quick repairs too cold. Like you're not really happy, but you don't wanna die. Like a numb little bug that's gotta survive. That's gotta survive.
You're listening to Ignite Radio. Bring the world hit music now.
was Bend by Rhea May. It's Hit Ignition on Ignite Radio. Seth, Aaron, with you still. And Aaron, I have a question to ask you. You ready?
Let's hear it.
Are you a big wrestling guy?
You know, I used to be when I was younger. I used to know the big guys like John Cena, Rey Mysterio, Batista Bomb. But now, in this day and age, I've kind of grown out of it. I haven't been listening it too much as of recent. But you seem to be a big fan, and I know you were really excited before we got on here to tell me about some stuff, so let's hear it.
This is probably the best thing we could possibly talk about. I could go on all day about this. You mentioned John Cena and Rey Mysterio. They both have matches at Crown Jewel this Saturday, both of them. They're still wrestling. They're still going. Rey Mysterio's son, Dominic, is the biggest heel in the company right now. People hate him. I hate him because that's his job, is for me to hate him. It's phenomenal. I love it.
Yeah, just, you know, being younger, it was magical. Like, I just loved seeing, like, just the crazy moves they did. Rey Mysterio is my favorite because of his signature move around the ropes and then kicking the enemy. It was just, it was really awesome, and I loved it.
No, yeah, Rey Mysterio, like I said, is in action at Crown Jewel, and you know who he's facing off for the United States title?
Who?
Logan Paul.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a name you recognize. Yeah, you didn't think he was a big wrestling star, but he is genuinely one of the best in the business right now. He is so good at what he does. He had an amazing match against Ricochet at SummerSlam. Last year's Crown Jewel, he faced Roman Reigns for the WWE title. Nobody thought that that was going to be a good match, and it turned out to be like one of the matches of the year.
Yeah.
He is so good at it, and I hate it because I do not like him very much at all personally. Just, you know, my opinion and all that of the things he does, and Prime should not be drank by kids, in my opinion. But, well, like, that's getting into a whole separate discussion. He is a great wrestler. There's no denying it. He is phenomenal.
You can't deny when, like, they put up the facts, regardless of your own opinions on them. And, well, you know, he's, you know, despite your opinions, he's successful. He managed to do it.
He is very successful at what he does in wrestling. He is very similar to Dominic Mysterio. In fact, they actually had a segment on last week's Raw where the crowd would not stop booing them for any second because it's two of the most hated people in the company. And yeah, I'd probably be booing them along as well, but they're both very good at what they do, and they're phenomenal, phenomenal wrestlers. I love to hate them.
Yeah,
is the best way
to
put it.
Even getting booed, it's still publicity, and they're still racking in the money.
Because after all, it is sports entertainment.
People come there to boo them. It's
exactly,
still money.
Yeah,
they're still paying for it.
It's very entertaining. And you know what? We got so much going on entertainment-wise. We need an expert to give us the deets on all that's happening around the world. We got Mandy coming up with the Entertainment Minute up next. And you want to stick around for some Maroon 5 and tons more great music right here on Ignite Radio.
You've just arrived in Canada from your home country to better pursue your education and create a better life for yourself. You attend your first few classes and still have not made any friends. You feel alone, confused, and slightly depressed. That's what Social Inc. is for. We accept everyone for who they are, no matter your race, religion, or sexual orientation. We provide all staff and students with a personal positive space for respect and support. When you have nobody to count on, you can depend on Social Inc. For more details, please visit mohawkcollege.ca/social-inc.
The MSA is not just Mohawk Student Association. It has the students' best interest in mind with HSR bus passes, food vendors like the Sour and Pizza Pizza, special student events happening in the Arnie, and health and dental plans. The MSA is here for you to make your college experience as easy and as fun as possible. To learn more about Mohawk Student Association, check out mohawkstudents.ca.
Ignite Radio Entertainment.
This past weekend, we lost a friend, 54-year-old Matthew Perry, best known for his role as Chandler Bing, one of the most quotable TV characters of all time. With an outpouring of love from his castmates and friends, he will definitely be missed. It was reported that he drowned in his hot tub at his home in Los Angeles on Saturday, but an autopsy is still pending. And what's an entertainment minute without mentioning a Kardashian? Skims founder, 42-year-old Kim, the reigning queen of shapewear, launched a men's collection, including underwear, t-shirts, socks, and other basics, in a highly anticipated drop last week. A lucrative deal with the NBA and WNBA was reached in a pinch-me moment for the billionaire. With sizes ranging from extra small to 5X, there's something for everyone. Like everything else the reality star dropped, it will sell out fast. Mandy here is part of the Hit Ignition team, bringing you your Entertainment Minute on Ignite Radio.
The best internet radio station playing hit music now. This is Ignite Radio.
Thank you. It's beautiful, it's bittersweet. You're like a broken home to me. I take a shot of memories and black out like an empty street. I fill my days with the way you walk and fill my nights with broken dreams. I make up lies inside my head like one day you'll come back to me. Now I'm not holding on, not holding on. I'm just afraid that you're gone.
Situation's beneficial. Doing something different got me looking stupid. The only way I'm coming back to you is if you're dreaming. Lucid, prove it. If you made a promise, then keep it. Why you wanna lie and then get mad? I don't believe it. But really, I was doing just fine without you. Looking fine, sipping wine, dancing no club couches. Baby, why you wanna lose me like you don't need me? Like I don't block you and you still try to reach me. How you figure out how to call me from the TV? You running out of chances and this time I mean it.
Staff leading, these are the kind of
lonely, and I'm trying to keep coping, but it's so damn hard, and I wish that you understood. Look, you got me feeling like I could never lose us. I don't know why I sing the same damn song for you, just the same damn song for you. And baby girl, I tried to love you the best that I could, and I know it's hard to leave when you know. And go promise me you'll never look back. And go promise me you'll never come back. All these scars that I left for you, like pictures hanging in your room. And it kills me inside to keep seeing you cry. Girl, it's hard when you face the truth. I'm tired and I'm lonely, and I'm trying to keep coping, but it's so damn hard, and I wish that you understood. Look, you got me feeling like I could never lose us. I don't know why I sing the same damn song for you, just the same damn song for you. And baby girl, I tried to love you the best that I could, and I know it's hard to leave when you know you should. And I promise you I'll never look back, and I promise you I'll never.
Hollywood by 12 a.m. on Ignite Radio. Seth Aaron with you for Hit Ignition. I won't lie to you, Hollywood sounds like a great vacation spot right about now. With winter slowly creeping in, I wouldn't mind one last week or two of sunny days on the beach or in the city. Aaron, do you have any vacation plans or have gone anywhere that you'd like to share?
I have gone to some places. I have been to Quebec and Florida twice. And the thing about my Florida trips is I'd actually drove there twice. 24-hour ride. I would not recommend. I'm never doing that again. It was not very fun.
Really? You didn't like the drive? Because I've gone to Florida quite a handful of times with my family, and we have done the drive many times, and honestly, we love it.
Well, the problem with me, motion sickness.
Oh, that's fair enough.
Yeah, it gets me, or I wouldn't have minded the ride so much. The scenery getting up there was beautiful. I loved it, but that was when I wasn't down into a bucket, you know.
No, that's fair. That's actually a very good point. It's bold, like the one reasonable point I will give you. If you're like, oh, I get tired, or oh, it's not so great on my legs, I'm like, no, you enjoy the ride. But if you're actually getting sick from it, then okay, maybe you should fly.
Yeah,
should fly instead. Because no, I love the drive down there. The mountains in West Virginia are gorgeous, especially in the fall time, because that's usually when we go down to Florida.
Yeah, and I loved driving through the tunnels through the mountains that were leading up to there. It was really nice going through certain areas.
Oh yeah. I was about to say, like, I'm glad you brought those tunnels up. That just brought back a whole flood of memories of my sisters and I. Every time we were driving down south to Florida or Myrtle Beach or anywhere else through the Virginias, when we'd go through those tunnels, we always made the game, okay, who can hold their breath through the tunnels? And I don't know if you remember how long some of those tunnels can get.
They can feel like they go on forever.
Some of them were a minute 30, 2 minutes, which may not seem like too bad if you know what you're getting yourself into, but when you're like a 9-year-old kid like I was, it can be tough, but you know, we powered through.
Yeah, there's a lot of like I Spies and a bunch of games on the way up just to buy time, because
of course,
we're sleeping through it, because it's a taxing drive.
It can be a taxing drive. It really can be. And you know, like, it's like why I'm not too upset about some people who wanted to fly, but other people I'm like you should really give it the drive at least one time. I think the drive would be worth it.
There definitely.
And you know, with all that talk about things going elsewhere in the world, it's easy to forget about all the happenings that are happening right here at Mohawk College. Mandy is back again to tell you all you need to know about the events around campus and some Post Malone and more music for you still to come on Ignite Radio.
It's hard to balance school and finding time for healthy living. At the David Braley Athletic and Recreation Center, you can pick a routine and stick to it. I'm Jonathan Howe, and I'm a student just like you. I use the center's free exercise classes to power through my school day. With their staff leading you, these are the kind of classes you won't want to skip after week one. For a full list of classes offered and schedules, visit mohawkcollege.ca or drop by the David Braley Athletic and Recreation Center today.
When I first started at Mohawk, I was always surrounded by people. Whether I was down at the Arnie, or playing sports, or even just hanging out in the cafeteria. But even though I was always surrounded by others, it really wasn't hard for me to feel alone. At Social Inc., I found a place where I can really be myself and be a part of social inclusion and change at Mohawk. At Social Inc., you're among friends. Come say hi. We're behind the MSA desk in G112.
For those that need to know, here's What's Up Mohawk on Ignite Radio.
Personal and academic life can be hard to balance, but it doesn't have to be. Join us on the Fennel campus between 1 and 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon and for the next 8 weeks for a group session that will improve your motivation. If you're interested in learning how to flourish in your time and study skills, the Thriving in Action series is for you. With tons of resources available, Mohawk wants to invite you to hang with ADHD. Learn to navigate through challenges, share and support other students. Starting tomorrow at 11 a.m. on the Fennel campus, this 5-week wellness series is available to everyone, regardless of diagnosis. Set your alarm. With winter drawing closer and the days getting darker earlier, does this affect you? Well, there's a wellness clinic for that. Learn tips and tricks to navigate you to a good night's sleep. This 2-day session is not something you want to sleep through. Learn about the latest in sleep research and how to improve the quality of your sleep and your overall mental well-being. I'm Mandy, and that's What's Up at Mohawk.
Ignite Radio. Listen at work.
Home.
The beach. Pretty much wherever you are. IgniteRadio.ca.
Thank you.
you'll probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that cause I'm not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. You know I said that I am better now, better now. I only say that cause you're not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. Oh, I did not believe that it would end, no. Everything came second to the band, so. You're not even speaking to my friends, no. You knew all my uncles and my aunts, though. 20 candles blow them out and open your eyes. We were looking forward to the rest of our lives. Used to keep my picture posted by your bedside. Now I see you dresser with the socks you don't like. And I'm rolling, 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 rolling with my brothers like it's Jonas, Jonas. Drinking Henny and I'm trying to forget. But I can't get it out of my head. You probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that cause I'm not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. You know I said that I am better now, better now. I only say that cause you're not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would've gave you anything, would've gave you everything. Seen you with your other dude. He seemed like he was pretty cool. I was so broken over you. Life, it goes on, what can you do? I just wonder what it's gonna take. Another phone or a bigger change. Because no matter how my life's changed, I keep on looking back on better days. You probably think that you are better now, better now. You only say that cause I'm not around. Would've gave you everything. You know I said it.
To Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
The night, Dua Lipa on Hit Ignition for Ignite Radio. Seth and Aaron talking with you now. I actually danced the night away not too long ago at our Halloween party here at Mohawk College. Aaron, are you much of a party person?
I was back in high school. I used to love doing it back then. Not so much now.
No, what happened? Are you not just not feeling it no more?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I just got older and I lost interest in it. And, you know, alcohol was more of the thing where it was like, oh, I'm just drinking it because it's to have a good time with everyone else. Not so much the taste.
I guess so. Yeah, that's fair enough. Because unless you start doing it for a while, like, you don't really like the taste of alcohol much. Honestly, it took me a long time of just doing rum and cokes with my friends and my parents to eventually go, you know, I actually kind of like the taste of this. So I'm glad you haven't hit that part. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy the odd rum and coke too as well. Like the more, you know, smoother stuff, and it's just okay, but I'm not so much super partying anymore. But back then I used to have house parties, and I actually one time had a bonfire going on. Okay. And it got so large that we actually had the fire department called on us.
Oh.
Because our neighbors complained because there was more smoke than there was fire, so they thought something was
Yeah, I'd imagine, yeah, they'd get the impression that maybe the house is burning down. Nah, it's just a bunch of kids.
We definitely got an earful by the department, and we definitely toned down, you know, having parties around my place as often, so they wouldn't get so mad at us anymore.
No, I could imagine. Yeah, that would be... I'm glad you actually didn't burn the house down, because, you know, you hear horror stories about parties gone wrong, so...
Yeah, it wasn't the best, and so it's like I'm on two different spectrums. I'm either having a crazy party like that, or I'm the sober one, and I'm, like, babysitting everyone, which happened to me, where I had to carry in all my drunk friends and just laid them all out on the couch everywhere. They looked like zombies.
No, fair enough. I've been in that exact same position as well. I know exactly what it feels like to have to babysit all the drunk people.
I don't mind it every now and then, you know.
All right. Well, we still got tons of music still to come. Aaron, actually, you are taking the reins and going for our Wayback Playback up next. And I don't want to spoil what we've got in store for you. So stick around as we've got that and more still to come on Ignite Radio.
Do you hear that sound? It's the sound of loneliness. You won't have to feel excluded again. Social Inc., working to respect the human rights of everyone. We're spreading a message of unity. Social Inc. offers a place for a student to relax and be their self without the fear of persecution. We support community and celebrate the diverse culture of Mohawk College. Reach out today and be a part of a unified community. Social Inc. is staffed with peer wellness workers that are there to help you. Open from Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., located G112.
Here at Mohawk's Massage Therapy Student Clinic, we've discovered that when lying down on the table, students can be a little quirky. There's the giggler, the groaner, the chatter,
you know, I just like my dog today,
and the snoozer. Hey, wake up.
What? Oh, where am I?
It's okay. You're in the MTSC at Mohawk College. Massage therapy, right here at Mohawk College, room R101 in the D-Bark.
This is your Wayback Playback on Ignite Radio.
Canada to the U.S., Finland, Japan. Well, basically the whole world. This is Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
Yeah, Bang San Rang.
Yeah. I had the wildest night. I swear I lost my mind last night, but I didn't even mind. Yeah, I got stuck inside the vibe till morning light. Yeah, yeah. Now the room's still spinning, 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 spinning in my head. Don't know if I'm living, 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 no, I'm dead.
Blame it on a goose in a Belvedere. Spent all night swinging from the chandelier. Everybody lost their
tune. Kinda wish they didn't, cause it all ended too soon.
Blame it on the goose and the Belvedere. Spent all night swinging from the chandelier. Everybody lost their mind. Ain't no lifestyle magazine. Naked people jumping on a trampoline. Yes, I lost track of time.
Then the birds start singing.
Banks and Ranks on Ignite Radio. Hit Ignition with Seth and Aaron. It's almost November, which means it's almost Grey Cup time. Aaron, are you excited?
I am excited for the Grey Cup.
Are you? Yeah. Are you watching the playoffs at all? A big CFL guy?
I've been watching a little bit. Not a huge fan, but I know this is a big event and everyone is really excited for it.
Exactly, yeah. Because the Grey Cup every year when it comes around is always a big event wherever it is. And it's right here in Hamilton. So it's going to be a big deal for everybody around.
Yeah. Tim Hortons Field, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like watching sports, but I'm more of the guy that's like, I'll walk in, and if a bunch of people are watching, I'll be like, oh, who are you rooting for? They'll say their team, and I'll be like, yeah, I'll root for them too, you know? I don't follow any specific team, really, but I do enjoy watching it every now and then.
No, yeah, it's a lot of fun. A lot of people give the CFL a bad rep, and especially in comparison to the NFL. I love the CFL, the rule set they have, the three downs, the bigger end zones, the 12 men on the field. I love it. I love it. I wish the NFL had that rule set. It would be the best sports league in the world, in my opinion, but... I guess us Canadians get to enjoy it instead. But yeah, I'm a big fan of the CFL. I love going to Ticats games. Fingers crossed they'll end up in the Grey Cup. It's unlikely, but like you never know.
I think the biggest and greatest thing too about sports in general is that I like that it's one thing that brings the community together. It brings a lot of people together. People love rallying behind sports. It's one of the biggest things that really just bring people together all around. And I love seeing it. I really do.
No, it really is a big deal, especially big events like this. You see stuff like the World Cup and the Super Bowl. Like, the Grey Cup is our own Canadian version of that, pretty much. But I remember reading a couple of things about going into the Grey Cup. Like, there might be some transportation issues going into it.
Yes, I've heard. Yes, the HSR has been having talks for months now about, you know, getting better conditions and all that stuff. And if it doesn't go through, they might go on strike, which could cause a lot of problems for people trying to get to this Grey Cup.
I could imagine, yeah, because it's already bad enough leaving sports venues. I've been to so many baseball games, football games, and everything like that. It takes so much time and effort to get out, and having less options for people to leave is just—it's just going to cause such a big mess.
I mean, you factor in like the parking when you have public transit. Imagine it when it's not.
All right, yeah, we're finishing up Hit Ignition. Here's a song that's quite good for you. It's Olivia Rodrigo on Ignite Radio.
Let's face it, your grades probably aren't where you want them to be. But you're a busy college student. You don't have a lot of time to study. Even when you do, chances are you're distracted and don't retain all the info you read. Head over to Peer Tutoring above the CAF in C-Wing. Mohawk's Peer Tutoring program allows you to pick the brain of educated individuals to help learn and retain knowledge necessary for great grades. 1 hour of peer tutoring will provide you with the confidence and knowledge you need. Peer Tutoring above the CAF in C-Wing. Stop by today.
Hello, I'm a talking compass from CNIB. I help people with vision loss get around.
I'm a banknote reader. I help identify money.
I'm a talking color detector. I can help put wardrobes together.
I'm a talking kitchen scale. I get to work with butter.
Ooh, butter.
For services that help you live more independently and a catalog of talking devices, visit cnib.ca. There are other ways to see.
Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live at igniteradio.ca.
For you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? And good for you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you should really help. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl. Getting everything you want. You bought a new car and your career's really taking off. It's like we never even happened, baby. Tell me what is up with that. And good for you, it's like you never even met me. Remember when you swore to God I was the only person who ever got you? Well, screw that, screw you. You will never have to hurt the way you know that I do. You moved on really easily.
Woo! Here we go.
You're listening to Ignite Radio,
a Mohawk College radio production.
Always been loud in the quiet way. I always feel alone in the crowded place. I always wanna stay, wanna go, wanna stay, wanna go. I don't know. I get sad on my birthday. I wanna talk back in the worst way. I always wanna stay, wanna go, wanna stay, wanna go. I don't know what to say. I wanna throw it all away. I feel like a zombie. I'll die at the party. Yeah, you'll find my body fully covered in confetti. I'll try calling somebody to tell them come get me. But you'll find my body fully covered in confetti. Singing la da 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 da. night in the club, looking golden. I know everyone, I got no friends. I always wanna stay, wanna go, wanna stay, wanna go. I don't know, I don't know. And I never know what to say till I'm already walking away. Wanna punch you in the face, but I won't. But I might, but I won't. And I don't wanna play, I wanna throw it all away. I feel like a zombie, I'll die at the party. Yeah, you'll find my body fully covered in confetti. I'll try calling someone.